Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Holy. What's up, man?
Tell you what's up. It's time for your history lesson, you dumb son of a bitch.
Jeez. And now it's time for This Day in History.
All right, Hunter, on this day in history, and let me preface this by saying it was a very slow day in history. There wasn't a lot going on, okay? So let's go back to 1922. I'm going to say a name just to start this off and see if you have any idea who I'm talking about. Warren G. Harding. Do you know who Warren G. Harding is, Hunter?
Yeah, he hit the West Side in the LBC, didn't he?
No, not Warren G. Warren G. Harding.
Oh, Warren G. Harding.
Yeah.
Oh.
Any idea who
he was a regulator.
No, stop. All right. He was a president of the United States. All right.
Oh, he was a president.
Yeah.
Oh.
But again, like everyone else.
Confused with someone.
Like everyone else listening, except for that one person who knows like all the presidents, no one's going to remember Warren G. Harding.
Warren G.
From 1922.
Harding. Except that one little kid that was on America's Funniest Videos at one time.
That weird kid, okay? Well, he, on this day in history, he became the first U.S. president to be heard on the radio. Anybody know what he's saying? I can't imagine.
Nobody. Hey, get your mouth off the microphone. This is very interesting.
Wow, I love this. This is great. Thank God we don't have anything else to do except listen to the radio. Yeah. God, what's on MTV right now? Is there anything on TV?
Old-timey radio.
The event was the dedication of the Francis Scott Key Memorial at Fort McHenry. So he was there.
So what did Warren G. look like? Was he a big old tubby president? Like they?
You know what? I'll be honest. I know nothing of Warren G. Harding. Let me Warren G.
Probably nothing on Google either.
G. Harding. Yeah. Like this guy sucked. He was a terrible president. Very astute fella. Let's see.
Okay.
Just an old rich white. God, dude, he looks evil. He looks like
straight
he was
evil.
He looks racist. Can I say that? I mean, he looks like the kind of guy that was probably very racist. I don't know. Just that. Maybe not. Maybe not though. I don't want to be judgy. But yeah.
It just has that look, though, huh? He's
very
like,
interesting.
Look at his eye, where you're just like, oh, God.
Jet white hair. Is that the right term? Anyway, no, just snow white hair. Super dark black eyebrows. Very, very, it's an interesting look. Very interesting look he's got there.
Huh. So he probably has a curly mustache, too, huh?
No mustache. Clean shaven. Warren
no
G. Harding.
No mustache, huh?
G, you know what the G stands for?
You know, I don't trust a guy with no mustache in 1922.
Good point. Saying. Or mutton chops. I mean, this guy was clean shaven. Right. I don't like that. I don't like that. Oh. According to Wikipedia, he was one of the most popular U.S. presidents.
Really?
However, after his death, a number of scandals were exposed, including Teapot Dome, as well as the extramarital affair with Nand. Oh, so he was getting some ass on the side.
He was doing the old Bill Clinton, huh? In the Oval Office.
He was the original. I did not have sex with that woman.
They couldn't DNA test the dress in 1922, you know?
Hey, Mr. Clinton, who's some of your favorite presidents? Well, I love what Warren G. Harding did, especially outside of the Oval Office. One of my favorites. My guy.
And anyway. He did not have sexual relations either.
Yeah, don't you try and say that he did, okay? He was innocent. Innocent. Anyway, Warren all G, right. Huh? So there you go. Warren G. from the LBC. That is what happened on this day in history. Going back to 1922. All right, we're going to take a break. Your comedian for today is Tom Papa.